Welcome to the Right Take Podcast, news, ideas, and conversations at the intersection of politics and culture, a project of the David Horowitz Freedom Center. I will be your host, Mark Tapson. Greetings and welcome back to the Right Take Podcast. I am your host, Mark Tapson. Welcome, in fact, to the 100th episode of The Right Take, which I guess is a landmark of some kind. I know some podcasters do a daily show and they rack up the episodes pretty quickly, and if they've been around a while, their episodes may number into the thousands. I do one a week at best, and now that I've hit this milestone of 100 episodes, I'm going to promise you that I will do my best to be more consistent about that. Sometimes that depends on the schedules of my guests, and speaking of which, I've been very proud and excited over the course of these 100 episodes to bring you many of the most interesting and important speakers, thinkers, authors, pundits, and storytellers, and culture creators in the conservative world. They have included Dinesh D'Souza, Andrew Klavan, Heather McDonald, Michael Walsh, the Babylon Bee's Seth Dillon, Larry Elder, Peter Schweitzer, Eric Metaxas, Kevin Sorbo, Pete Hegseth, Kurt Schlichter, The New Culture Forum's Peter Whittle, Andy Ngo, Josh Hammer, Melanie Phillips, Victor Davis Hanson, and many others who are lesser known, but no less fascinating and informative. My goal is to keep bringing you guests of that high caliber and also make it worth your while even in my solo episodes, because I know you have a lot of choices when it comes to podcasts and videos and other media programming. Frankly, I don't know how anyone can keep up with even a fraction of the podcasting options that are out there. Sometimes it seems like there are more podcasters than there are podcast listeners, and I don't want to add to that noise. I want to bring you perspectives and information and guests that you will find enlightening, compelling, maybe even inspirational. And in the near future, we're going to take this podcast up a notch from audio only to add video as well, which I believe you'll find a better podcast listening experience. Anyway, it's been something like 3 weeks since the last episode of this podcast, and I apologize. I've been traveling most of the time during those weeks. First, I took a rare week off to take one of my kids on a daddy-daughter trip to Legoland, Florida, which is where she really wanted to go. So we did, and we had a great, memorable trip. I highly recommend that you dads find the time, if you can, to take each of your kids at a certain age, whenever you feel they're ready, on a trip to a place of their choosing, within reason. I mean, you don't want to have to go trudging off to the North Pole in search of Santa's workshop, but it makes for a special alone time with Daddy. You'll find that it's an incredibly meaningful experience to both of you and a great bonding experience as well. Anyway, then I spent about a week traveling back to my old stomping grounds in the San Fernando Valley of California, which happens to be where the offices of the David Horowitz Freedom Center are still located. Part of the reason I went back was to attend a luncheon event that the Freedom Center put on, featuring journalist, author, and media fixture Melanie Phillips as the speaker. Having known Melanie for quite a few years now, I introduced her at the lunch, and she spoke about her important new book, The Builder's Stone, the subtitle of which is How Jews and Christians Built the West, and Why Only They Can Save It. You may recall that Melanie was kind enough to appear here on this podcast recently to discuss that book, which I highly recommend, by the way. Also, while I was back in Southern California, I spent some time in the Freedom Center office during this transition period in the wake of the passing of our founder, the intellectual powerhouse of conservatism, David Horowitz. As I'm sure you know by now, David passed away about a month ago, at the age of 86, after a long, incredibly full life, during which he never stopped fighting, never stopped working, right up to the very last, to combat the scourge of the radical left, which he himself knew so well, having grown up as the child of hardcore communist parents. Many of you, but maybe not all of you, know David's story, that like many conservatives, myself included, he began on the left. David began much further left than I did. I was never a radical or even especially political. I wasn't interested in politics. I just sort of thoughtlessly adopted the progressive positions of the liberal bubble I was surrounded by. I was in my early 40s before that bubble began to be punctured by reality, after which I began investigating and educating myself about politics and meeting conservatives in the real world for almost the first time in my adult life. And that began my journey from left to right. But David Horowitz grew up a Marxist and worked for radical causes like the Black Panthers until he had a political epiphany a conversion to conservatism, after which he threw himself into explicating that radical movement to the political right and taught them how to fight against the left. He understood the left better than they understand themselves, and that's part of the reason they hated David so much. The left reserves a special enmity for apostates from the faith, and David was not only an apostate, but he began leading the conservative charge against them so brilliantly that they couldn't ignore or destroy him. My personal experience with David began in probably 2010, when I began writing for the Freedom Center's feature called Newsreel Blog, which was focused on the politics of pop culture, something that was right up my alley. I was relatively new to the scene as a political commentator. Prior to that, I'd been writing mostly for two or three of the sites that the late, great Andrew Breitbart founded, sites that eventually were folded into what is now Breitbart.com. But initially, Andrew started up sites for conservatives that were dedicated to specific arenas like BigHollywood.com or BigJournalism.com. Since I had one foot in and was working in Hollywood at the time, Andrew asked me when he started up Big Hollywood if I wanted to be a contributor. And my answer was hell to the yes. So that put me on the path of writing about the intersection of politics and culture. Anyway, I began writing for the Freedom Center's Newsreel blog and then began contributing to FrontPageMag.com, which was edited then, as it still is, by the amazing Jamie Glazov. And during that time, I came to David's attention. In somewhat short order, I was brought on board by David's longtime writing partner and Freedom Center co-founder, Peter Collier, as a Shulman Fellow in July 2011. Peter Collier, as you may know, himself passed away a few years ago, and I miss him very much. He was a great writing mentor and a brilliant man, and I really cherished the last words he spoke to me, which were personal, and I don't want to reveal them here, but he was a wise and surprisingly kind man. The world is a lesser place in his absence. In September 2011, at a special screening at the house of my friend and then employer Cyrus Narasta, who then as now was a writer and director, maybe best known for his film The Stoning of Soraya M., more recently the film The Young Messiah, Cyrus introduced me to Hollywood conservatives and played a key role in kickstarting my journey from liberal to conservative. Cyrus was friends with David Horowitz, and at this screening event at Cyrus's house, David took me aside and sat me down to talk about video ideas for the center. I remember sitting there thinking, wow, David Horowitz is having a private conversation with me about making videos for the Freedom Center. What a strange life I've had. Anyway, David ended by inviting me to Restoration Weekend, which is an annual Freedom Center four-day event of conservative speakers and screenings and dinners and panel discussions. I've attended almost every Restoration Weekend since then, moderating panels or participating in them, introducing and interviewing high-powered conservative figures. And as time went on, I became more and more of a fixture at the Freedom Center, writing regularly for Front Page Mag and helping edit the site, taking on this podcast, writing pamphlets. And in that time, I was inexpressibly honored to work with David on such a close basis, sometimes even a daily basis, and to co-write articles and pamphlets with him. I will confess that, in a way, he was almost a father figure to me, and I'm sad that he is no longer among us, even though his death at the age of 86 was hardly untimely or unexpected. So all of that is to say that David Horowitz's passing marks the end of an era, not just for me, but for conservatives everywhere. His influence on me was pretty dramatic, as he taught me to be a fighter, something that did not come naturally to me. Like a lot of conservatives, I had to overcome my tendency to play by the Marquess of Queensbury rules, and I had to get comfortable getting down in the trenches for hand-to-hand combat. That is a strategy he promoted relentlessly to many conservatives. That's why he referred to the Freedom Center not as a mere think tank, but as a battle tank. Anyway, his influence on conservatism was vast, and it will continue to be if I and my colleagues at the David Horowitz Freedom Center have anything to say about it. If you keep up with us at frontpagemag.com, then you have no doubt read various eulogies to David written by such long-standing freedom fighters at the center as the new CEO Daniel Greenfield, Front Page Mag editor Jamie Glazov, as well as a few written by others who were heavily influenced by David. You've probably also read Greenfield's article about the future of the center, in which he vowed that we would not only do everything in our power to maintain David's legacy, but find new ways to take the center to the next level, so that we flourish in our commitment to defending our nation, our Constitution, our rights and freedoms, and our civilization from enemies both internal and external. We will continue to be guided by David's warrior spirit, his body of work, and his legacy. So all of us here at the Center hope you will stay with us through that fight into the future and help support our efforts to make America great again. Please continue faithfully following frontpagemag.com, but also consider subscribing to FPM Plus, our bonus content where we are amassing an incredible amount of brilliant material. You can find a link for that on frontpagemag.com. And also, please consider subscribing to this podcast, The Right Take with Mark Tapson, as I continue to bring you the most interesting authors, thinkers, politicians, and storytellers out there. On that note, thanks for listening. Thank you for being with me through these first 100 episodes. And don't forget to subscribe to The Right Take so you don't miss any of the important conversations we're having here. And remember, if you like what you hear, please leave that positive review. Thanks, and be seeing you. The Right Take with Mark Tapson is a project of the David Horowitz Freedom Center and Front Page Magazine. Unauthorized reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.